Advocates for people who use mental health services in Maine are questioning the state's plan to implement a new system for handling crisis calls and responses. Mel Leary has the details on that story.
Earlier this year, the Department of Health and Human Services sought bids for a statewide telephone response system to handle mental health crises and to provide stabilization services for those individuals. That process is still underway, and some advocate groups are voicing concerns.
We find that DHHS lacks the capacity to enforce contracts.
Paula Gustafson is Community Outreach Coordinator for the Consumers Council System of Maine, a group that is federally mandated to represent mental health consumers in the state.
You can make a great bid, say you will do a lot of things, and then if you don't have anyone looking over your program, we lose greatly.
And Bernadette O'Donnell, an attorney with Disability Rights Maine, says there are also questions being raised about how DHHS will make sure that the provisions of any accepted contract will be followed.
Will anyone conduct utilization review? How many people are expected to staff the hotline? And will the RFP reduce the number of crisis stabilization units?
Lewiston Representative Peggy Rotendo, the co-chair of the Appropriations Committee, questions why the legislature has not been brought into the process of seeking requests for proposals for the new system, given the difficulties the department had in implementing a new transportation system for clients of the agency a few years ago.
The RFP doesn't seem to reflect best practices, that the concerns that were raised by providers and consumers are not reflected in the RFPs.
No one from DHHS was at the committee meeting to respond to the concerns. And in an email to the panel, Nick Adelson, the department's director of government relations and policy, says he's reluctant to comment because the state is actively seeking bids. Adelson offered to respond in writing within the limits of state contract policy. Committee co-chair Peggy Rotendo dismisses that argument.
Doesn't ring true for me. You can talk about why you are putting out an RFP. You can answer the kinds of questions that we had.
Rotendo and other committee members say they will seek additional information on the proposals that are pending. The committee meets again in November, which is after the deadline for proposals. The new crisis response systems are supposed to be in place January 1st. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.